time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Joe down in maintenance, Sheila in accounting.
That's right.
Shirley at the cafeteria.
The people you work with.
La gente con la que trabajas.
So we work with a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, whether it's at the Pueblo Inglés offices or here at the Radio Libertad station.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, it's, and we have experience as well. Teaching in big companies.
Yes.
And that's a whole different world when you're working at a company that has 500-600 employees.
Oof. It's true, Colby. And you teach, in this case, work with a lot of people from a lot of different departments. Colby, you could be teaching el dueño o la dueña.
The owner.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times the owner is also the CEO or the managing director or something like Bill Gates.
Exactly. Could you imagine teaching Bill Gates Spanish? Wow.
No, I would do it, but no.
Accionista.
A shareholder. Mm-hmm. Now, you might not work directly with the shareholder, but Sandra, often, you know, the shareholder are the people who vote and make the decisions.
It's true. Inversor.
An investor. Uh-huh. So if you have a project, an idea, even a restaurant that you want to open, you might have to look for some investors.
Exactly. It could be anything.
And one of them could even end up being your socio.
Your partner.
Your partner. Uh-huh.
Okay. Presidente.
Chairman in the UK. President in the US.
All right. ¿Y la junta directiva?
The board of directors.
Mm-hmm. Director ejecutivo.
So we said it before, was the chief executive officer, also known as the CEO. I've heard people here say el CEO.
I have too. I was going to say that. They do. They use the term. But yeah, the CEO is what you usually hear. El director.
The director.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y, por ejemplo, director de recursos humanos.
The human resources director. Also, Sandra, you will hear human resource manager.
Also. I've heard both. And I've had very good relationships with human resources directors at different companies because often they use the person who's teaching English to also help in the interview process.
Yeah.
So for level testing and things.
Can you imagine? I think both of us have done that. I know I have, where the human resources manager came up to me and said, listen, I told your next student you're going to be 10 minutes late. I need you to interview a candidate in English for me. Can you imagine the poor candidate is like, here's the English teacher. And they're gulp. You know, they think, okay, if it's another Spanish person, I can more or less. And then all of a sudden, here comes some big, bald American guy. And you're like, no.
That's right. Colby, director de finanzas.
The financial director or manager.
And we mentioned, socio, a secas, we said was partner. Y el socio principal.
The senior partner.
Mm-hmm. Jefe o líder de grupo.
The team leader. Now, you and I, it was very funny, Senator. You and I had to level test several dozen students at a company recently. And we were laughing, and we, in a very friendly way, asked, who works at your company? Because everyone we talked to was a team leader.
It was true.
I'm a team leader. I'm a project manager or a team leader. And we thought, who is actually working on these projects?
Exactly. Jefe de.
You could say the head of.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, la cabeza de.
So the head of HR, for example. Or HR, as the Brits would say.
HR.
Director de proyecto.
A project manager, we said.
Mm-hmm. Ejecutivo de cuentas.
Account manager.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have you taught a key accounts manager, a director de cuentas, grandes cuentas.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Many, many times, Colby.
One of my favorite students at Big Tech was a key accounts manager.
Really? All right. Técnico de servicio de asistencia.
Hello, my name is Jonathan.
The help desk technician.
Colby, the other day I had to unfortunately call a help desk.
Notice it's help desk with P, not el hell desk.
La mesa del infierno.
Right. Hell, H-E-L-L, infierno. Help desk.
This guy was super helpful and very professional.
Then he was in the right place.
And he was Spanish.
He was at the help desk.
Exactly. Un comercial.
A sales rep. So sales representative, but almost everybody says sales rep. Also salesperson.
Exactly.
Salesman, saleswoman.
Colby, lots of mistakes made with this word, un proveedor.
Because on the off chance that the student actually knows the word, there is a very high probability then that they will mispronounce supplier.
Yes, so we do not say provider in this case.
No.
We say supplier.
When do we say provider in English?
I've heard it used for cell phone companies.
Aha, very good point. My cell phone provider or a healthcare provider.
Also, exactly. And this is one of my favorite words because I can never remember it, Colby. If I say it in English, I can't remember it in Spanish and vice versa. But it's one of my favorite words, tu homólogo.
Your counterpart.
Exactly. I don't know why. I love that. Contable.
An accountant or, in the UK, a bookkeeper.
Exactly. Recepcionista.
Receptionist. Isn't your sister a bilingual receptionist for a company?
She's not exactly the receptionist. She's more of a personal assistant.
So ayudante personal, a personal assistant. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Secretaria, secretario.
Secretary. Okay, I don't expect you to know this, but there is actually a secretary's day.
Is there?
En Estados Unidos hay día de secretaria.
There's a day for everything. I don't know what day that is. So, yes, we have recepcionista, secretaria, ayudante personal, receptionist, secretary, personal assistant. Colby, people do not realize how important it is. Some people do, some people don't. To have a very good receptionist. It's the first step. It's what the customer or the client deals with first.
It's the figurative face of your company because it's the first thing you see or hear. It's the voice or face of your company. And how many times have you called a place and had someone say, hey, okay.
Yeah, or just not had the information you needed? Or...
I got into an argument with some students very recently.
Really?
About... they said that does not happen. And I said, oh, yes, it does.
It does. And again, also a personal assistant is extremely valuable. She's, basically...
worth her weight or his weight in gold.
Exactly. Vale su peso en oro. Jefe.
Your boss. I don't know why a lot of students do not know that word, boss.
Yeah.
How many times have you said, what's your boss's name? And they say, who?
Well, I think the problem is they're not used to hearing the correct pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And they don't know if you're saying bus, box, or boss. Mm-hmm. And they're like, huh?
Now, I had a very humorous anecdote from Big Tech that I can't really talk about on the air.
No.
But let's just say that this student's mispronunciation of boss made it sound like a male body part.
Huh.
It also starts with a B.
Okay. compañero de trabajo.
Your colleague. Also, you'll hear mates, workmates, but more informal.
Exactly. You cannot say my work companion. Okay. You usually use colleague. All right. And so we said colleague also.
Workmate.
Uh-huh. So several options there.
All right. Now you know the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.